Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Friday morning, 73 degrees. A California security guard is charged following a deadly face mask dispute.
Security guard Ymir Hawkins is charged with murder after prosecutors say he shot and killed a customer outside of a Los Angeles County supermarket. Police say Hawkins got into an argument with Jerry Lewis, who reportedly entered the Gardenia market without a face mask. The confrontation later turned physical, and police say Lewis was shot in the back while he walked away. Bail for Hawkins is set at $1 million. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Wichita police arrested a 13-year-old boy on charges of aggravated robbery and battery. On Wednesday afternoon, officers responded to a bomb threat call involving a robbery at a business near Oliver and Harry. Officers saw the suspect run from the business, followed by a customer. The teenager was arrested after a short foot pursuit and booked into the juvenile detention facility. The investigation revealing that the 13-year-old went into the business, handed a note to an employee demanding money that he had an explosive. The employee called 911. Juvenile ran from the business after he saw police arriving. As the teenager fled from the store, he struck a customer as he pushed open the door to leave. There was no loss from the business, no injuries.
The bad news is that Kansas is experiencing a huge jump in COVID-19 cases, with the state now in the top 14 states in the country for the most rapid spread of the virus. Good news is that, for now at least, hospitals in the state are keeping pace. Kansas Secretary of Health and Environment, Dr. Lee Norman.
We have fewer patients hospitalized per capita than other states. We have fewer hospitalized patients dying per capita compared to their states. We do not have a shortage of ventilators. We do not have a shortage of hospital or intensive care unit beds.
A Denver suburb is enacting a mask mandate and a potentially severe penalty for those who do not comply.
With a spike in coronavirus cases, Englewood is requiring all residents to wear face coverings, and violators could face up to a year in jail along with a hefty fine. The emergency order mandating everyone over the age of 6 wear a mask when out in public went into effect Thursday. First offenders will be fined just $15, and second and subsequent offenders will have to shell out $25. However, the order also states that the maximum penalty is a fine of over $2,600, a year in jail, or both. Denver County has the highest number of COVID-19 cases and infection rate in Colorado. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Kansas sheriff says he has decided to euthanize one of the department's police dogs after an unprovoked vicious attack on its handler. Geary County Sheriff Daniel Jackson posted on Facebook the attack Tuesday involving canine crew lasted 90 seconds. The deputy had reached into the kennel in his patrol car to put a collar on the dog. He suffered a torn bicep and multiple puncture wounds, requiring 17 stitches. Sheriff wrote that since 2018, the dog has also attacked two other canine officers on three different occasions, requiring a total of 54 stitches and the reattachment of a toe. And now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A typical summertime complex of storms was rolling southeast across parts of south-central Kansas. A severe thunderstorm watch officially continues in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. Any storms may produce some heavier rainfall and strong wind gust. Cloud cover may hold our temperature down today, but if we see any clearing, we'll get to 91. Tonight's low 75, Saturday 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
A light rain, 72 degrees. South wind at gusting to 21 miles per hour. It had been from the north. Now it's down to the south. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now's a great time to be a seller. Deadline's coming up. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Friday morning, and the Wichita Police Department has issued a silver alert. They're looking to locate 75-year-old Richard Plush. He was last seen leaving the Marigold Hotel in the 2400 block of North Ridge Road at approximately 2 a.m., believed to be traveling in a white 2012 Chevy Equinox bearing Kansas tag 778JCZ. He's described at 5 feet 7 inches tall, 170 pounds, gray hair, blue eyes, last seen wearing a white undershirt, blue jeans, blue Skechers, and white socks. Additionally, Richard has been diagnosed with dementia. So if you know the whereabouts of Richard, if you see him or his vehicle, call 911 immediately. A silver alert. 8:36 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. We call it the blur, Ted.
The search for one of the former stars of Glee, Naya Rivera, is expected to continue today. Fox's Kevin Cork reports officials believe that she may have drowned in a lake in California.
The former Glee star rented a boat at Lake Piru in California with her four-year-old son Wednesday afternoon. 3 hours later, the boy was found alone on the pontoon, fast asleep and wearing a life jacket. He later told authorities in Ventura County he and his mom went swimming, but she never made it out of the water, leading investigators to believe she drowned. The water is extremely murky and heavy with vegetation, making the recovery mission particularly challenging. Authorities say if the body is entangled underwater, it may never come back up.
Of course, the cast of Glee has already been plagued by a drug overdose death and a suicide.
Oh, wow. Okay, ill-fated. So
yeah. Country singer Charlie Daniels will be laid to rest today, and there will be a virtual funeral starting late this morning, Fox's Carmen Roberts reports.
If you can't make it to the church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee today for the funeral of country music great Charlie Daniels, you can watch the memorial service as it's live streamed on several sites, including the band's Facebook page and YouTube channel. Daniels, who was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame 4 years ago, is best known for his master fiddle playing and the smash, The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Well, see, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been.
Daniels died Monday at 83. He'll be laid to rest during a private service in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And fellow country artists Travis Tritt, Vince Gill, Gretchen Wilson, and Trace Adkins are scheduled to perform at the service. Kanye West goes after Planned Parenthood.
One day after revealing his presidential platform for 2020, Kanye West sparked controversy again by tweeting and deleting a pro-life message in which he voiced his distaste for Planned Parenthood. West took to Twitter to share a picture that showed fetuses at the six-month mark of gestation. The Blast reporting that tweet titled, "What does a six-month fetus look like?" with the rapper adding, "These souls deserve to live," was deleted and replaced with photos of he and Kim Kardashian's four children. The tweet followed an article in Forbes where the rapper targeted Planned Parenthood, accusing it of being a larger conspiracy backed by white supremacists to do the devil's work. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Instagram apologizing for removing a model's photo.
Bella Hadid accuses Instagram of bullying for removing a photo she shared of her father's American passport featuring his birthplace of Palestine. The model, who is of Dutch and Palestinian descent, slamming the company for pulling the image, telling her it violates the app's community standards. She posts, "What part of me being proud of my father's birthplace of Palestine is bullying, harassment, graphic, or sexual nudity?" Instagram apologizing. While the company doesn't allow users to post personal information, it says, in this case, the passport number was blurred out, so the image shouldn't have been removed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We're heading into the weekend, so let's see what's going on in the movies.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Tom Hanks suits up as U.S. Navy Commander Ernest Krause in Greyhound, which drops on Apple TV+. Krause is assigned to lead an Allied convoy across the Atlantic during World War II. In his first mission, however, his convoy is pursued by German U-boats, and he becomes embroiled in what will become known as the longest, largest, and most complex naval battle in history, the Battle of the Atlantic. In The Old Guard on Netflix, Charlize Theron leads a covert group of tight mercenaries with a mysterious inability to die. As such, they have fought to protect the mortal world for centuries. But a mysterious force discovers their power, and now they have to fight fire with fire.
Today, tomorrow, it's all the same.
And on Hulu, Andy Samberg stars in the romantic comedy Palm Springs. Imagine an updated version of Groundhog Day. Samberg plays Niles, who meets an unhappy maid of honor, Sarah, at her sister's wedding, and no matter what, they can't escape each other. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Can I ask you a question about Greyhound, the Tom Hanks movie?
Sure.
Sounds like it's got to be have these great scenes of naval sea battles and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be best seen on a big screen?
Well, obviously.
But and so we don't. But we don't get to do that, or will it come out in theaters at some time?
That's a good question.
You know, so much of, you know, I just miss going to the movies.
Yeah,
seeing it on a big screen.
Exactly. Well,
Dr. Zhivago on a big.
You're not
screen.
Alone.
Lawrence of Arabia. That's it. You're limiting your photographic artistic. Whatever.
Exactly. Oh. And if you're a director of something like that, it's not meant to be seen on a cell phone or
no,
a computer.
No. Well, yeah. Maybe we'll have a comeback.
Maybe someday, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, an iconic 1990s show now streaming.
Who's got the Hoover vacuum cleaner bag? Okay, you're on.
One of TV's greatest game shows is now on Netflix. Fans will be able to watch old episodes of Supermarket Sweep, as 15 different episodes from the iconic 80s and 90s game show that featured contestants sprinting up and down supermarket aisles trying to find specific items are now available on the streaming service. The news comes as ABC has announced that they will be rebooting the show sometime next year with Saturday Night Live's Leslie Jones as the host. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Happy birthday today to actor William Smithers, who is 93 today. William Smithers. Maybe you remember him as the as one of J.R. Ewing's big nemesis on Dallas, Jeremy Wendell. Maybe you remember him as the warden in the movie Papillon.
Hmm.
Nope. Good actor. And he's been in over 400 TV shows. He's just constantly on television.
How about that?
William Smithers is 93 today.
Hmm.
A former New York City mayor says he dodged a prank interview.
Rudy Giuliani calls New York City police claiming Borat star Sacha Baron Cohen tried to prank him into a bogus interview. The former mayor and personal attorney to President Trump tells the New York Post he agreed to do a sit-down at a hotel to discuss the Trump administration's response to COVID-19. He explains a female reporter began asking questions, then a bearded man in a pink bikini ran into the room, yelling and screaming. Cohen and the NYPD have yet to comment. Giuliani admits he's a fan of some of the comedian's films, telling the publication, "I thought about all the people he previously fooled, and I felt good about myself because he didn't get me." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There you go. Borat. Trying to.
What if we were doing an interview live on the air and some guy in a pink bikini came running through the studio?
Like, whatever.
Yeah, that won't happen.
The Rolling Stones reveal 3 new songs.
Newish music is coming your way from the Rolling Stones, who will release a new version of their 1973 classic Goat's Head Soup with 3 unheard tracks. Crisscross, which the Stones released a video for Thursday. Scarlet, which features Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page on guitar, and All the Rage. All 3 songs were recorded more than 40 years ago, but were never released until now. Also on the album, one of the band's biggest acoustic ballads. The band will release the album September 4th. It'll include a 4-disc CD and vinyl box set edition with 10 bonus tracks. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
I always have concerns about stuff that was recorded 40 years ago, and they were. Why didn't you release it till now? It was so great. Why didn't? Yeah,
because it stunk.
Yeah,
probably.
Entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's not very hard to figure out what they do.
Yep.
They repair and service appliances. That's what they do, and that's why they're so good at it, is they get the job done. So if your appliance is in trouble, you need this phone number. Call Terry and make an appointment, 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Recognizing innovation in the business community. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.